Okay, so could you just tell us then, please, why did you choose French?
I chose French because when I travelled to France, I got quite annoyed that I wasn't able to speak the language and understand it. And so I thought, well, if I learn French, then I could understand it a bit more.
I think French is also like quite a diverse subject. It can get you, in terms of careers, a lot farther because it's quite a respectable thing to have learnt a language and to know how to speak in a different language.
And it's like important having like that global dimension and looking at other sort of like cultures and stuff.
Brilliant, thank you. Right, what is it that you like about French?
I like that it gives me like a whole new world to kind of discover, because I don't really know that much about France, but learning French, it can allow me to say things. When I travel there, I'll be able to like communicate with people.
The lessons are really fun. Like, we play games and stuff to help remember vocab and things.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
And it's not just like writing or taking notes, because there's the speaking and the listening elements. So in that way, it's not really like any other subject.
It's like really interactive.
Yeah.
There's a lot of support as well from all teachers and the like teaching assistants, that sort of stuff.
Brilliant, thank you. Right, so would you offer any advice for Year 8 pupils currently looking at option choices regarding French?
I just say just make sure you really enjoy it, because it is a good subject, but it's also quite challenging in some respects. So if you enjoy it, then you'll obviously, you'll go a lot further in it.
I would recommend taking French. I think it is a good subject, but it does come with a lot of work. When you're getting close to exams, you have to know the language, and it takes a lot of hard work to understand that, but it is a really fun subject to take.
And it's really rewarding when you do get there.
Brilliant. So can you describe for me then what a typical lesson or a series of lessons looks like in French?
A lot of games, and then a bit of like teacher work that just making us write stuff down, and then games again to the end.
And then the teaching assistants like take you out and things, and you get to practice like speaking and reading and things.
At the start of every lesson, there's normally like a couple of words on the board that you have to like remember and like select, just make sure it's like a little warm up to make sure you actually know the words.
And most of the lessons focus on either reading, writing, listening or speaking, so you sort of focus on that.
It's like good to develop the skills, like we do like exam questions for the DNA and stuff, so then it helps you when it comes to the exam as well.
Yeah.
Brilliant, thank you. Right, are there any NEA or non-exam assessed elements to the course of French?
There's not really coursework, but we study over 5 different themes over the course of 3 years. So there's different themes like work, the environment, and local area and holidays and stuff. It's not really like coursework, but it's like 5 different themes that you will go over the whole time.
At the end of the course, you have 4 exams. So you have speaking, listening, reading, and writing exam. Although for you guys, you have, is it dictation or something? Is that how you get an answer? But yeah, and then you do those exams at the end of year 11.
Brilliant, thank you. Right, is there anything else that anybody would like to say about studying French?
I do recommend doing Duolingo regularly. That has really helped. And just go through your book every once in a while. Just make sure you know what you've gone over. Try not to forget much.
Our teacher says to us that it's good to, like, almost, like, on sticky notes, you can stick sticky notes with French words, like, around your house, like, on bathroom mirrors and on the fridge, and then you can go and recall words and solidify them into your brain so you can practice some more. Yeah.
I think like stick with it, because it's quite hard, especially in like I think year 9 and things, you feel like you've been thrown in the deep end, but then I think if you stick with it, it kind of clicks. Like halfway through year 10, it just kind of goes, oh, actually I get this.
Brilliant, thank you. Right, is there anything that surprised you about French?
Well, the lessons are quite like active. You do a lot of games, which is quite it's good because it engages you and it also keeps it exciting, so it's not just the same thing all the time.
I wasn't expecting to actually be able to like speak it, but when I go to France and stuff on holiday, like I could actually speak with people and have conversations with them, and that was like a really good surprise, figuring out like how to speak it properly.
Anybody else? Perfect.